Understanding aggregate demand. Aggregate means backquote total, and in this case we use the term to measure how much is being spent by all consumers, businesses, the government and people, and firms overseas. Aggregate demand, AD, measures total spending on goods and services. The identity for calculating AD is as follows. AD equals C plus I plus G plus XM, C. Consumers' expenditure on goods and services. Also known as consumption, this includes demand for durables, for instance audiovisual equipment and motor vehicles, and non-durable goods such as food and drinks which are consumed and must be repurchased. I. Capital investment. This is spending on capital goods such as plant and equipment and buildings, to produce more consumer goods in the future. Investment also includes spending on working capital such as stocks of finished and semi-finished goods. Capital investment spending in the UK accounts for between 16-20% of GDP in any given year. Of this investment, 75% comes from private sector businesses such as Tesco, British Airways and British Petroleum, and the remainder is spent by the government, for example building new schools, or in improving railway or road networks. So a mobile phone company such as O2 spending £100 million on extending its network capacity and the government allocating £15 million of funds to build a new hospital are both capital. Investment. Investment has important effects on the supply side as well as being an important component of AD. A small part of investment spending is the change in the value of stocks, that is, unsold products. Producers may find either that demand is running higher than output, that is stocks will fall, or that demand is weaker than expected and less than current output, in which case the value of unsold stocks will rise. G. Government spending. This is spending on state-provided goods and services, including public goods and merit goods. Decisions on how much the government will spend each year are affected by developments in the economy and the political priorities of the government. Government spending on goods and services is around 18-20% of GDP, but this tends to understate the true size of the government sector in the economy. Firstly, some spending is on investment and a sizable slice goes on welfare state payments. Transfer payments in the form of benefits, for instance state pensions and the job seekers allowance, are not included in current government spending, because they are a transfer from one group, that is people in work paying income taxes, to another, that is pensioners drawing their state pension having retired from the labor force, or families on low incomes. X. Exports of goods and services. Exports sold overseas are an inflow of demand, an injection into our circular flow of income and spending, adding to aggregate demand. M. Imports of goods and services. Imports are a withdrawal of demand, a leakage from the circular flow of income and spending. Net exports measure the value of exports minus the value of imports. When net exports are positive, there is a trade surplus, adding to AD. When net exports are negative, there is a trade deficit, reducing AD. The UK has been running a large trade deficit for several years now. Our table below shows the components of aggregate demand that we have covered in this chapter. Look in particular at what happened to the various components of AD during the recession year of 2009. Shocks to aggregate demand. One of the really interesting things about being a macroeconomist is that lots of unexpected events can happen which cause changes in the level of demand, output, and employment. The headwinds can alter direction with great speed, leading to uncertainty about where the economy is heading. These events are called shocks. Some of the causes of AD shocks are as follows. 1. A big rise or fall in the exchange rate, affecting export demand, and having follow-on effects on output, employment, incomes, and profits of businesses linked to export industries. 2. A recession in one of our major trading partners which affects demand for our exports of goods and services. 3. A slump in the housing market or a big change in share prices. 4. An event such as the credit crunch, global financial crisis, involving a fall in the amount of credit available for borrowing by households and businesses. 5. An unexpected cut, or an unexpected rise in interest rates, or change in government taxation and spending, for example the shock of deep cuts in state spending expected in 2011 and beyond. These shocks will bring about a shift in the aggregate demand curve, and we turn to this next. The aggregate demand curve. The AD curve shows the relationship between the general price level and real GDP. The AD curve shows the relationship between aggregate demand and the UK price level, usually measured in terms of the consumer price index. A rise in the general price level from P1 to P2 causes a contraction in aggregate demand. A fall in the general price level from P1 to P3 causes an expansion of aggregate demand. Aggregate demand and the price level. There are several explanations for an inverse relationship between AD and the price level in an economy. These are summarized below. 1. Falling real incomes. As the price level rises, so the real value of people's incomes fall, and consumers are less able to buy the items they want or need. Imagine that over the course of a year all prices rose by 10% whilst your money income remained the same. This would put a squeeze on your real purchasing power. 2. The balance of trade. A high and persistent rise in the price of level of country X could make foreign produced goods and services cheaper in price terms, causing a fall in exports and a rise in imports. This will lead to a reduction in net trade and a contraction in AD. 3. Interest rate effect. If the price level rises, this causes inflation and an increase in the demand for money and a consequential rise in interest rates with a deflationary effect on the economy. This assumes that the central bank, in our case the Bank of England, is setting interest rates in order to meet a specified inflation target. Shifts in the AD curve. A change in the factors affecting any one or more components of aggregate demand that is households, firms, the government, G, or overseas consumers and business, X, changes planned spending, and results in a shift in the AD curve. Consider the diagram below which shows an inward shift of AD from AD1 to AD3 and an outward shift of AD from AD1 to AD2. The increase in AD might have been caused, for example, by a fall in interest rates or an increase in consumers' wealth, because of rising house prices. In the short run, shifts in aggregate demand cause fluctuations in the economy's output of goods and services. In the long run, shifts in aggregate demand affect the overall price level, but do not affect output. Factors causing a shift in AD. Changes in expectations. Current spending is affected by anticipated future income, profit, and inflation. The expectations of consumers and businesses have a powerful effect on spending. When confidence falls, we see an increase in saving and businesses postpone investment projects because of worries over weak demand and lower expected profits. Changes in monetary policy, that is a change in interest rates. If interest rates fall, this lowers the cost of borrowing and the incentive to save, thereby encouraging consumption. Lower interest rates encourage firms to borrow and invest. There are time lags between changes in interest rates and the changes on the components of aggregate demand. Changes in fiscal policy. Fiscal policy refers to changes in government spending, welfare benefits and taxation, and the amount that the government borrows. The government may increase its expenditure, for instance, financed by a higher budget deficit. This directly increases AD. Income tax affects disposable income. For instance, lower rates of income tax raise disposable income and should boost consumption. An increase in transfer payments increases AD, particularly if welfare recipients spend a high percent of the benefits they receive. Economic events in the international economy. International factors such as the exchange rate and foreign income, for instance the economic cycle in other countries. A fall in the value of the pound, pounds, a depreciation, makes imports dearer and exports cheaper. The net result should be that UK AD rises. The impact depends on the price elasticity of demand for imports and exports, and also the elasticity of supply of UK exporters in response to an exchange rate depreciation. An increase in overseas incomes raises demand for exports. In contrast, a recession in a major export market will lead to a fall in exports and an inward shift of aggregate demand. Changes in household wealth. 1A 1B 2A 2B 3A 3B 3C 4A 4B 4C 5A 6A 6B 6C. Wealth is the value of assets, owned for instance houses and shares.